It was short after I approached to the TT universe as a practitioner. I had taken part to a symposium in Naples, then spent the night with a colleague that had invited me to the Congress. At the restaurant, I talked to her about my new experience as TT practitioner, underlying the flabbergasting detail that I realized I could see the energetic fields. Fascinated, she asked me to have a try, so I proposed her to do it from a distance. Once at the hotel, I started a treatment. She was at home. Standing beside the bed, imagining that two pillows were her body, I started a scanning. Feeling a tingling on my palms, half distracted, I looked at them. A dense, long, increasing flow of energy was steaming out of my hands. I was shocked. Wherever I pointed my hands, I filled up the room with this steam. There was a built-in wardrobe on the other side of the bed, and when I lifted my hands, I filled it up with this kind of foggy energy, as if I held two steam irons. The whole situation scared me to the point that I decided to interrupt the treatment by saying aloud, "Anna, take all this energy, I offer it to you." I regret I could not enjoy the event because of my fear. When we talked about it the day after, she informed me that she was feeling a great sense of emptiness and that she fell asleep as soon as I started the treatment. I almost died of fear and she fell asleep. Instinctively, I promised myself, I would have never do this again. All these stories of energy, it was something too frightening, bigger than me, and that I could not manage. After a while, I realized the beautiful gift I was giving, a precious nudge that asked me to stop worrying and start loving mystery.